Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Harvard University is defending its decision to search some employees' emails to find the source of a leak to the student newspaper. The school says it was just trying to protect the privacy of students caught in a cheating scandal last year, but some Harvard employees are not happy. Kurt Nickisch reports.
Harvard was dealing with a cheating scandal that affected about 125 students in a single class. The college's disciplinary board sent an informational email to 16 resident deans, who are kind of like academic mentors. The email said, "Do not forward." But one of them did forward it to two students, and one of those students passed it on to the student newspaper, the Crimson. Harvard's investigation found that that leak was inadvertent.
The person did not realize that they had forwarded on a piece of confidential information in a way that should not have been done.
Michael Smith is the dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences.
We were convinced that the person was not trying to corrupt the system in any way.
So that person, a resident dean, still has his or her job. But fellow resident dean Sharon Howell is not happy with the investigation.
It makes a lot of us very uneasy. It doesn't feel right.
Harvard only looked at the headers of the email, such as recipient, date, and subject line. But even though the search was narrow, Howell says the university was wrong to sniff through sent email.
I can understand the reaction in what has occurred on campus.
Arts and Sciences Dean Michael Smith says university officials knew they were compromising the privacy of resident deans by going through their emails. But he says administrators had to weigh that against maintaining the integrity of the disciplinary process. They were concerned that more emails could get leaked to the media, maybe emails with students' names and details of their alleged cheating. And that, Smith says, would have violated the privacy of students.
It is a judgment call in the end of how you weigh all of the different aspects of privacy in this.
Some Harvard faculty members, including computer science professor Eddie Kohler, were not surprised that university officials have been looking through emails.
I worked for a while at UCLA, which is a public school where, in a sense, all of your records, including your emails, are public.
At Harvard, faculty emails are confidential, save for extraordinary circumstances. Kohler hopes administrators don't use that power too much.
And I don't know yet whether this was too much or not.
But senior resident dean Sharon Howell is judging. She says Harvard administrators could have found out what they needed to know by talking more and not by searching emails.
That report from Here Now's Kurt Nickisch.